You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOY that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is an ambiguous image? An optical illusion occurs when the senses gather information from the environment around you. This information is sent to the brain, and somehow the information isn't processed in the normal manner. Maybe the brain perceives something incorrectly. Maybe the senses perceive something incorrectly. Optical illusions occur when the misperception occurs with vision. An ambiguous image involves vision, so it's a type of optical illusion. It's a specific type of optical illusion. It's an image, drawing, or picture that can be perceived in two different ways. Maybe your eye and brain sees one image or picture. Maybe your eye and brain sees the second image. Maybe you switch back and forth between the two. You're probably familiar with some of the classic ambiguous images. For example, the rabbit duck. Maybe you see the rabbit in the drawing, maybe the duck. Or the old woman, young woman, where both images are possible within the same drawing. These images were very popular in the United States and Europe in the late 1800s and early 1900s. Printed in magazines and newspapers, they were hand-drawn without the use of computer graphic design. The characteristics of ambiguous images are that there are two images. Both images are completely contained within the borders of the drawing. They don't use the empty space or edges or background. And this is key. Every single spot and line in one image is also a part of the second image. Now, the brain can only process and see one image at a time, not both at the same time. And we're all different. Not everybody will see both images. Some famous logos that include this type of optical illusion are Toblerone Chocolate, where the image has a mountain or a bear, Goodwill, whose logo is both a smiling face and the letter G, and Baskin-Robbins Ice Cream, which has both the letters B, R, and the number 31. Now, you can easily draw your own ambiguous image right now. Remember when you were a kid and you would draw a cube by making two squares, one inside and slightly below the other, and then connecting the corners by drawing lines? Okay, go ahead and do this. Look at it closely, and maybe your lower square is the front of the cube. Keep looking, and maybe it's possible, just possible, your eyes will suddenly see that the lower square switches and becomes the back of the cube. This is an example of an ambiguous image. Well, we've just learned a little bit about that optical illusion called ambiguous images. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website, wboi.org.